I'm David Schreiner Khan, and this is Smashing the Plateau. No matter how successful you are, there's probably at least one area where roadblocks are keeping you from fully achieving your goals. Fortunately, you've come to the right place. Every expert I interview on this podcast is different, but they all have one thing in common. They know how to fix problems that keep people stuck. Our discussion may raise some questions in your mind, and if any of the issues in today's episode sound like something you'd like to discuss with me, at the end of the show, I'll let you know how you can connect with me. We really appreciate your helping others learn the tips that we share on Smashing the Plateau. So if you'd be good enough to share this episode with colleagues and friends, that would be great. And a review in iTunes also helps new people find the show. Today, I'm pleased to welcome Trina Felber. Trina is the CEO of the Primal Life Organics Paleo Skincare Company, where she has developed over 100 food-based skincare solutions to feed the skin. Her entrepreneurial skills and business-savvy mindset are an inspiration to women everywhere. Trina is the natural skincare expert and skincare biohacker and is improving the way you feed your skin. She is a certified registered nurse anesthetist and international best-selling author of Beauty's Dirty Secret. Trina's products have been featured on TV stations all over the country. She's dedicated to helping others realize the dangers in everyday cosmetics and skincare and spreading awareness for the importance of using plant-based products. Trina, welcome to the show.
Hi, David. Thank you. I love being here. It's an awesome show.
Thank you. Thank you. It was great to have you on. And we were chatting for a couple minutes before we started recording about your background. And it's fascinating that you have a very technical specialty and didn't have a background in business or entrepreneurship. So let's start by talking a little bit about what you studied, what you did first, and then why you ended up becoming an entrepreneur.
Sure. So I started my journey after college as a nurse. And my first job during my nursing school was in the burn center. So I took care of adults and children that had minor and major burn injuries to their skin. And I saw how devastating an injury could be, no matter how small or big, could be to the rest of your organs. I was fascinated by it. I was fascinated by the skin, but at the time I didn't realize, how fascinated I was. But I saw that not only does the damage to the skin cause a lot of internal damage, but I also saw that the skin can heal. So it was a very positive situation for me. I took the positive from it. I continued in my nursing career. And about 10 years ago, went back to school to become a nurse anesthetist. And that is where I learned more in depth of how the body actually functions at the cellular level. So I was intrigued by how your body internally responds to things that you put in it. My husband and I, right after I graduated from anesthesia school, ended up going to Fiji to get married. I was 39 years old. We knew we were going to start a family right away. So we went somewhere that we knew we wouldn't get for a while with a family. And while we were in Fiji, I got pregnant on our honeymoon and we were ecstatic. We were very healthy individuals, cared a lot about our health, took good care of ourselves, worked out, ate a great diet, came back. And at week 7, I miscarried and we were devastated. And I knew that miscarriage might have happened for reasons that were beyond my control, but knowing that the environment has such an influence on our internal systems, I decided I would start taking a closer look at everything in my environment. So I luckily got pregnant again very quickly. I was at the same point in my pregnancy. I was at 7 weeks. And I was very in tune to everything. I was getting ready for work, and I glanced down at this moisturizer that I had in my hand from a company that I trusted, that I knew or thought I knew, labeled as organic and natural. And when I read the ingredients, I was flabbergasted. I knew that some of the compounds in there were neurotoxins and endocrine disruptors and cancer-causing agents. And I was totally blown away. I felt like I'd been deceived, and you know, I felt like I had never given them permission to put those poisons in my body. And that is when I instantly knew that I had to do something for myself.
Isn't it amazing how we have certain trigger points in our life that end up creating these huge pivots?
It's really amazing. And I know for a fact, since I've started my business, I know that a lot of times that when women become pregnant, they become aware that their body is not just their own at that point. So that's when a lot of women start to search for healthier options in not just skincare, but also in diet.
So how long after you had this aha moment about the toxins, how long after that did you decide to make a shift in your career?
I started creating my own skincare line without even really knowing it. I just started dabbling. In fact, when I saw what was in that moisturizer, I literally went to the kitchen and the only thing I knew that was safe at that point was olive oil. So I just put some olive oil on my face. But I started dabbling in it and making small things. And, you know, through the next 8 or 7 and a half months of pregnancy, I developed quite a few products and I was in tune to the baby too. So I wanted to create things for the baby. And she was born and she was healthy and beautiful. And I started making like a butt balm for her, a balm for her, you know, if she had a diaper rash. I was making products for my face. And I was really astounded at how well these things were working. My biggest fear when I started making my own things, and I think a lot of people, the fear is what gets in the way. The fear was all of the promises that Big Cosmo had made about beauty and how this is what you need to look younger and get rid of wrinkles and things like that scared me that I was going to be walking away from that. So what was I going to look like at 39 years old? I had acne and I didn't really look very healthy on the outside. So if they were giving me the best that they had, walking away from that and just using food, what was I going to look like? I was a little afraid. But what happened was the complete opposite. You know, hindsight is 20/20. I went back and reverse engineered what happened. I started putting food on my skin. And by food, I mean oils and essential oil and clays, herbs, things like that. And what I realized was my acne completely went away and my scars started fading. And about a year to a year and a half later, I literally could walk out of the house for the first time without makeup and feel comfortable with my skin. I looked younger than I did when I was using Big Cosmo. And what I realized was when I was putting things on my skin that were unnatural and lab made, my body is natural and only wants natural ingredients or micronutrients like vitamins, minerals, essential fatty acids, antioxidants, things like that, that it can actually use to feed the cells. What I was putting on my skin were things that were causing disruption, internal disruption, was actually causing my acne to get worse. So by creating what I was creating without even knowing it, I ended up creating probably 20 products the first year. And I was sitting there one day holding my newborn and I had started giving things away because that's what you do. You know, it starts working for you. You build up a little bit of confidence. You start handing these products or whatever it is that you're making to friends and family to get their feedback. And people were telling me the same thing I noticed myself. And I was feeding my daughter and my husband is an entrepreneur himself. That's pretty much his life. And I made the comment to him, gosh, I should probably just make this stuff and sell it without even thinking. That came out of my mouth. He stopped dead in his tracks, turned around and said, think of a name. I'll get someone to create your logo. And that is when my company literally was born. That was in 2009 or 2008 as I was holding my daughter. And, you know, hindsight is 20/20. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. Like we talked about, I didn't have a business background. So I was blind to everything. I was like, okay, this will be good. This will be fun. And it turned into more than just fun. It turned into an actual career.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Now, it's interesting that your husband is an entrepreneur. So you had somebody who had some business skill set that helped you take what the problem that you were solving for yourself and starting to solve for people around you, and then transform that into a business, and I'm presuming a successful business.
Correct. Yes. Yes.
So talk to me a little bit about what may have gone through your mind and how you felt about getting the kind of help from somebody who understood the business aspect of what you were doing.
Well, it was huge because I am the creator. I could create all day long. I you know, I have products that I would still love to create. But the business part of it was tricky for me. I would not even know, like our first, now it's not as hard. You have a couple platforms where you can actually build a website without having to know how to actually code. But my first website that we built, I didn't know how to code, and my husband would literally have to go in and code everything for me. So it was I would never have started if I didn't have someone with the business background. So you have to sort of align yourself with the people that know how to do the things that you don't know how to do. And as an entrepreneur, a lot of times you are the person that is the creative person, the inventor. So finding the people that have the knowledge of how to make it a creation to being able to put it in front of other people is extremely important.
And how do you do that? In particular, a lot of people, when they're in the early stages of implementing something new, they feel very, very strapped for resources. You know, whether it's money or whether it's their own time. And I hear the same thing even from people who are seasoned entrepreneurs or executives when they're trying to make a shift in what they're doing and they don't have all the resources and they know they need other kinds of skills. Being able to allocate your time and allocate some money, if it takes money, to be able to invest in those new skills is really challenging.
It can, yeah, it's very challenging. I was lucky because it was my husband, so I didn't literally have to pay him anything. But
I hope he's not listening.
He probably will. But he was there for me the whole way. So I was very fortunate that I had someone. My advice to people would be to start talking. You have to talk to people. There are people out there that love designing websites. And it doesn't have to be the most beautiful website. My first website, when I look at it today, I look at it and think, what were we thinking? But you have to start somewhere. So if you start talking to people, telling them you have this idea, you would love to try to do this. You just need someone that could do this. Do you know anybody that can help me build a website? Or just give me ideas on how I go about building my own website. You might find someone that you can partner with because you can't do it all. So if you partner with them, sure, you might need to eventually give up some of that equity if that's what the case may be. If you don't have anything to pay them today, hey, help me build this and let's move it forward. Because if I don't get someone on board to help me do this, it's never going to go anywhere anyway. So I'd rather let's partner with this and get this built and done and get it out there and figure things out as we go.
And what about the process of actually telling people that you don't have all the skill sets or you don't have all the resources to do something and you're looking for some additional resources, you're looking for some help, isn't that a little intimidating?
I think you have to be very humble. In my life, in my career as a nurse, I learned that you have to be extremely humble and you can't let your ego get in the way. You have to sometimes put yourself where you need to be and say, listen, I just need help. I can't do everything. And it's not necessarily a flaw. It's actually more of a positive thing when you put it out there that you're not perfect and you don't know everything. And you're actually looking for someone that can do it for you or better than you, because really the whole idea in business and in your life is to align yourself with people that are better than you at doing certain things, because then you don't have to be the one in control of everything. If you hire someone that's not as good as you, then you always feel like you have to oversee everything, that you can't let go, or you're afraid of their mistakes. So you have to align yourself with people that you trust that actually will do a better job than you, so that you can actually focus on the things that you are good at, and whether that's inventing the products, marketing the products, building the website, whatever the case may be, your focus isn't going to be on it wasted. Your time isn't going to be wasted on focusing on the things you're not good at anyway.
Yeah, no, that's a very powerful point. And I know that some people find it a little intimidating to bring somebody onto their team who is better than they are. But ultimately, that's what makes the organization grow, makes the organization strong.
Absolutely. I mean, you would, it's counterintuitive. You think you want to be the boss, you want to be in charge, you want to be in control of everything. But on the other hand, when your business starts growing, you'll go crazy if you don't have people underneath you that can take the heat off of you. There's no way you can manage everything. And if you haven't built the core of your team as individuals that are efficient and professional in what they do, then like you said, you're not going to grow. You're not going to be able to grow, because your time is going to be spent fixing the problems they can't fix instead of them fixing the problem, so the problem actually never gets to you.
That's right. So, Trina, what are some of the ways that you've gone crazy?
Oh, it's all trial and error sometimes. We've grown very, very rapidly. I launched my first company, which was called Olives Organic Botanicals, a year after my daughter was born. And I had that company open and running until 2012. In 2010, I got pregnant with twins and had this revelation. We became paleo, so we started following the paleo diet. My husband was doing CrossFit. And I had this revelation that my skincare is paleo. And when I searched the internet, there were no answers or no solutions for people doing the paleo diet that literally wanted paleo skincare, which basically means food. Literally, it means putting food on your face so that you get the micronutrients that your skin and your body needs. And when I realized that, I thought, well, I need to just this is me growing as an individual. I need to remarket and relaunch my company because it's paleo. So I need to market it to the people that are searching for this. Because if I was looking for it, there's got to be someone else that's going to be looking for the exact same thing. So in 2000, I had my twins. There was no way it was going to happen right when I had my twins. So in 2012, I relaunched my company as Primal Life Organics Paleo Skincare, and literally it changed the direction of my company. I'm so glad I did it. I'm so grateful I did it, because it speaks volumes. What I did is I took myself out of the big ocean of sea of all the skincare people, and I created a little niche for myself. And I know a lot of times in business, they tell you not to do that, not to narrow your focus and narrow your niche. But for me, it worked. Sometimes stepping away from what all the other people are doing and doing something all on your own and narrowing your niche. I became an expert and grew very rapidly in the paleo skincare foundation that was growing, that the people that were becoming paleo. I was able to contact bloggers, Paleo Magazine. I was able to get in touch with these people because it was a very new type of living, very new diet. And I was the only skincare company. In fact, today I am still the only paleo skincare company that creates as many products as I create. I create over 100 products now. And by narrowing my focus, I am now able 4 years later to expand my focus to include people that may not be paleo per se, but just want a real natural skincare that doesn't have anything artificial. We actually make everything fresh as ordered. So I don't even need to put preservatives that are artificial in any of my products. So it was an interesting thought that a lot of people told me wouldn't work by narrowing my focus, but literally I would not be where I am today. In that first year after I did it and relaunched it, it was incredible. And I went crazy because I was still working full time as a nurse and I had three little children to take care of, real little, and trying to grow my business very rapidly, not knowing, you know, without knowing the business end of things, I literally had to learn everything as I went.
That's pretty amazing. You know, from what I've seen, Trina, when somebody goes narrow, it's really counterintuitive, but they almost always do a lot better because they become known for the person who can solve one particular problem.
Right. And you can reach those people a little bit easier than if you are in the big ocean with all the other companies that might say they have a solution, but they really aren't focusing on what that problem is that you're trying to solve. So it really worked out well for me, even though it doesn't sound like it's the smart thing to do when you're doing it. And you'll be told that's not the smart thing to do. You're going to narrow your focus. You're going to narrow the number of people that you are going to be attracting. But if you can become the expert in that group of people, then you can build it up and reach more people, expand your focus as you grow.
That's great. Trina, after you shifted and focused on paleo, and your business was exploding as you suddenly had triple the number of children to take care of, where were some of the unexpected sources of help that got you through the challenges of this exploding business?
Well, you know, finding employers or finding people to help you out can be challenging. Like I said, you have to find people that you can trust. And at the beginning stages, it literally is the people around you. So I had my nanny at the time. And when the kids, they were so little, they were napping, they would nap for 2 or 3 hours. And I approached her as my business was growing and I could no longer package my stuff. I could make it and I could label it and I could seal it, but I couldn't get the packages done. So I approached her and said, hey, you know, while the kids are sleeping, would you mind working for my company? And I'll pay you, in addition to your nanny wages, I'll pay you for those 2 or 3 hours, a percentage of the sales. So it was all based on sales. So if we did X amount, then she got X amount. But if it went up, she got more. If it went down, she got less. While the kids are napping, would you mind packaging the packages for me? And that was a no-brainer for her. If I can make double money for a couple hours a day, no problem. And it worked for both of us. It worked for me because I was growing and I was able to get someone else in my business that could understand it. And she has grown the business with me. She's been with me almost every step of the way. She's actually still works for me now from home. And she's a great resource because she has been there as we changed systems and changed this and added this application and went through this growth spurt. So it's really nice to find people as you're young that can grow with you and understand the growth concept.
So Trina, looking beyond what you've achieved and what you've done with your company, looking at others, whom do you know personally who has been really successful at smashing plateaus?
Well, first of all, my husband, I have to mention him, Josh, because he's done so much. His experience is phenomenal. So and he's not one to give up. I know, you know, as an entrepreneur, a lot of times what causes a business to fail is that you give up. The entrepreneur just feels like it's a hurdle they can't get over. It's something they can't accomplish. They don't know the right people. But he has always found the answers and figured the solution out. And that has helped me as well. Because of course I hit those moments where I'm like, I don't know if I can keep doing this. And there's always a resolution. You have to step back and take yourself out of the situation and figure it out. There's another woman that I love, that has started her own business. And she has a story that's really kind of cool too. She was in marketing. I think she worked for different lingerie type companies. Her name's Rachel McCary, and she started a company called Jewel Toned, which is about it is women's lingerie, but she focused it differently, and her focus is more on being comfortable with what you're in and being able to actually enjoy what you're wearing as a woman. And that's how she has built her company. She has made some lingerie type of clothing that you could literally wear as clothing if you wanted to, because it's colorful, it's bright, and you're proud to wear it. So she's sort of changing the way women think about what they wear.
Wow. Great example. And Trina, what's new for you right now, and what is coming up in the near future?
New for me right now, we just relaunched my brand. It's not even been a month. So we're still working out some of the kinks, because you, as an entrepreneur, you have to understand that when anything happens, it's never smooth. There's always some bumps, and things that you don't know are going to happen. So we're still working out some of the back end kinks, nothing that hurts the job or the business itself, but you know, little things that you just don't realize. This app doesn't quite work right, or, you know, things just aren't functioning quite as fluently as they should. So it's exciting, though, because we rebranded and have a whole new look. My customers absolutely love it. It's a easier, better shopping experience. And we redesigned my logo and my label so that it's really fresh. And we also did it so that we can advance ourselves in the retail market. So I've got a couple products that I would love to start landing on the shelves of like Whole Foods, Earth Fair, and the health and wellness arenas. So I would say our focus coming up is going to be on retail.
Wow, that's great. So for listeners who want to learn more about you or want to follow you, what's the best way?
PrimalLifeOrganics.com is the website. Of course, I'm on Facebook as Primal Life Organics. Twitter, Primal Life Org, Instagram, Primal Life Org, Pinterest Pinterest is Primal Life Org. I have a blog, Cave Girl Skincare, and my book is Beauty's Dirty Secret.
Sounds great. Well, Trina, thanks again for telling listeners lots of tips about your own story, your own journey. Which sounds like it started off as kind of an accidental entrepreneur, and you've turned it into a thriving business in a few very short years. So thank you so much for coming on Smashing the Plateau today and sharing your story with our listeners. My guest today has been Trina Felber, the CEO of the Primal Life Organics Paleo Skincare Company. Thanks again, Trina, for joining us.
Thank you, David. I enjoyed every minute.
Thank you for listening to Smashing the Plateau, the podcast produced by Tend Strategic Partners. I hope you enjoyed our discussion. Have you ever hit a plateau in your own life or career? If so, let's talk. It would be my pleasure to take you through one of our free half-hour discovery sessions, where we'll get to the bottom of what might be keeping you stuck and how to move things forward. Just give me a call at 212-731-0770. That's 212-731-0770. You never know what you might find out.